USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Brian Steele told Newsmax he's concerned that the Biden administration will use the news about the new Omicron coronavirus variant to push its agenda.
I'm concerned about the public policy responses that the White House is going to put forward. We saw last year children not in school for in-person learning. We cannot allow that to happen again.
He added that it's important that the nation doesn't return to the shutdowns that took place last year. Peter Ducey confronted White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki on the hypocrisy of Joe Biden's travel restriction after his previous statements on how travel restrictions are xenophobic when President Trump announced them in 2020.
What the president was critical of was the way that the former president put out, I believe, a xenophobic tweet and how he called what he called the coronavirus.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Looks like a Christmas tree shortage this year.
Due to supply chain issues around the country, Christmas trees are expected to be more expensive and scarce this year. Todd Gannon, owner of Riverview Christmas Tree Farm in South Dakota, says issues are affecting the entire country, not just his state.
We're seeing it all over the country. We run short in supply. We generally truck in from neighboring states, and we were unable to even get some pre-cut trees in this year.
Gannon adds that weather has played a huge part in causing a Christmas tree shortage. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A coalition of GOP senators are asking Attorney General Merrick Garland to return to the Senate Judiciary Committee to clarify an October 4th memo that the senators say treated parents at school boards as domestic terrorists. The senator's letter comes as parents across the country express their grievances and other loaded social issues to children. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Senators Rand Paul and Ted Cruz blasted Dr. Anthony Fauci again on Sunday after the White House chief medical advisor accused his critics of being anti-science. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox and Friends.
Tony Fauci lied to Congress, and he should be investigated. He repeatedly said that his agency did not fund dangerous and risky gain-of-function research in those Wuhan labs.
Cruz responded on Twitter calling Fauci an unelected technocrat who has distorted science and facts in order to exercise authoritarian control over millions of Americans. The Ghislaine Maxwell trial begins today in New York City.
On July 2, 2020, Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend and longtime associate, was arrested on multiple criminal charges related to his trafficking and sexual abuse of young women and girls. She was denied bail and remained behind bars in Brooklyn, New York, with her jury trial set to begin today in New York City.
Oh my gosh, I was 14 years old. What the hell, you know, when you're that young?
Epstein accuser Jennifer Arose on NBC News. Epstein pleaded guilty to a felony charge of solicitation of prostitution involving a minor back in 2018. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein created a pyramid scheme of abuse by offering cash to poor underage girls, luring them into a web of sexual abuse, prosecutors said Monday in opening statements of Maxwell's criminal trial. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.